I am here with Grammy winner Mandisa, whose new album, Out of the Dark, when is that going to be released?
May 19th.
Awesome. That's coming up. So people come to us here with all kinds of struggles. You know, depression comes up a lot. It stems from so many other things like anxiety, grief, relationship issues, abuse. I know one thing that helps people that are facing that darkness is to know that they are not alone.
Yeah.
And you've been very transparent about this depression that you had faced recently. And could you tell us just a little bit about your story and dealing with that?
My last album and song, Overcomer, which when you introduced me, you said Grammy winner. I'm still getting used to that, to be honest. But so I got the Grammy for Overcomer, and it was inspired by my friend Keisha. She was pregnant with her second child when she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so I believed, as I prayed for her, I believed that God was going to heal her. So when her son Brennan was born, beautiful and healthy and perfect, and he'll turn 4 in June, that was the first thing that I prayed for. And so I really believed that God was going to do it. So Keisha had 1 year with Brennan and her other son, BJ, and her husband, Brianna, before she went home to be with Jesus. And it's just not the way that I thought that story was going to go down. Like, I was so disappointed and angry. And I realize that now. I think at the time, I just kind of shut down and I didn't deal with that emotion. But I realized looking back, I was disappointed with the Lord. I was angry at him. And so instead of turning to the Lord, which would have been the healthy thing to do, I turned to my old ways, which anybody who knows anything about my story knows I've battled with food and weight my entire life. And so after losing over 120 pounds, very publicly, by the way, I sank into a depression and I turned back to food. I gained all of that weight back and 75 more pounds on top of it. So almost 200 pounds gained in the matter of 3.5 years or so. And I shut out everyone. I shut out God. I shut out everyone who loved me. I hardly left my house. I stayed in my house every single day. I did nothing but watch television. I didn't move at all. I just sat in my recliner, laid in my bed. I ate and I watched television, and I'd never been more miserable in my life. But I realized that I was in that dark place, and I was, it's weird to say that I was comfortable there. Like, light made me uncomfortable. Being around Jesus people made me uncomfortable because I was angry at Jesus. And so I was comfortable in that darkness, and I stayed there for 3.5 years before God started lifting me out of it. But it was the most hopeless and depleting season of my life that I would not wish on my worst enemy.